This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The largest civil racketeering case in U.S. history got underway today in Washington, D.C. The federal government is bringing this suit against the tobacco industry. Tobacco companies have already paid billions of dollars in response to massive lawsuits filed by states, but the federal government also wants the companies to pay back another $280 billion. The government says that's what Big Tobacco earned in a campaign in which companies allegedly lied to the public about the dangers of smoking. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The Justice Department has spent $135 million so far on this five-year-old case. It could spend a lot more before it's over. In a trial expected to take months, the government laid out its case that the tobacco industry has engaged in a 50-year scheme to mislead the public, to keep smokers smoking, and to hook new ones, all in the face of growing evidence that cigarettes can kill. Justice Department lawyer Frank Marine told federal judge Gladys Kessler, "This case is all about half-truths, deception, and flat-out lies. The motivation," he said, "money, pure and simple." Government lawyers argue the fraud all began with a meeting of industry leaders and a public relations company at the Plaza Hotel in New York City in 1953. Out of that meeting came a unified strategy and a number of organizations, including the Tobacco Institute and the Council for Tobacco Research. They all had one goal, the government said, to fight growing evidence about the harm done by smoking. Government lawyers said part of the scheme was to deny smoking could cause cancer and other diseases, even after the industry knew otherwise. They say tobacco companies use the same strategy to fight evidence that nicotine is addictive and that secondhand smoking is harmful to children and others. The government also charges the industry manipulated the level of nicotine to hook smokers and to keep them hooked. And they said the industry targeted children as young as 14 to get new smokers. The companies admit they've done wrong in the past, but they deny they've conspired to mislead the public. And they said they've changed their ways. They'll make that argument tomorrow. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.